Who else is on the line besides, I still hear Dave and Pat. I think I hear them.
We're here.
Okay. Who else is still on the line?
On the line. Jesus.
Good morning, Janice.
Molly John.
Molly and Steve and Kathy.
Vance, this is Kathy, but I'm going to have to run. I'm doing a health fair.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
In
going out there and sharing.
1 hour.
Okay, Kathy, I'll let you go. But first, before you do, you've been to Human Thing More before. I believe you've been to the Business Fundamental Training. And what'd you glean from Dave and Pat? Or what was something that you're going to apply or tweak in Kathy Clark's life?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm going again to Human Being War in Dallas, and I've just gone through the interview process and was accepted on Larry Crawford's elite team.
And I haven't even said anything of that on Saturday morning yet, and that'll be a whole. But what I need to do, Kathy, what I'm thinking is that probably at the convention I'll corner Larry and say, okay, Larry, when can I have you on my call again? And get him to talk about that to the rest of the world so we can get this little secret out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
The elite team, we'll talk about this later. So
yeah, you're stepping up a little bit higher. But what has happened with all of this, this week, so I got home on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and starting on Monday, the doors have just been opened. People have been calling me. Thursday I made 16 contacts.
Holy smokes.
So it gives me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
So Humans Being More, yes. You know, it's phenomenal, and I have to agree with Larry and everybody at headquarters that we owe it to ourselves to go through Humans Being More a couple times a year. We really do. It's only $49, and it's always just it's something to, like, keep you on target with your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you'll bring some more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be personal goals, family goals, spiritual goals, any type of goals. But it does. It keeps you on target.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so exciting. So I'm just a little bit excited about convention and Humans Being More right now. And I'm a little excited about my business right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and I want to hear from the others on the call. Let's go to Ohio. Molly, what'd you pick up from what Dave and Pat shared, and did you have a question of them?
The feeling that I have is I better hurry. I'm in their age group, so. Yes. Of course, Humans Being More is such a pleasure, and it's a releasing and cleansing all those good stuff that propel us forward.
Mm-hmm. And you, how many times have you been before, Molly?
I think about six.
Six? Wow. Okay. Okay. And you didn't learn it all the first time, as Dave alluded to, that each time that you learn something more?
Yes, each time I find myself more mature.
Okay, there's a great, that's a great statement in itself, for finding ourselves more mature, because we need more mature people in the world so we don't have to worry about the, you know, which fingers we're going to hold up, or how many we're going to hold up, I should put it that way. Okay, great.
In the way of leadership.
Okay. Well, let's go to Michigan and Janice. From a teacher's perspective, were you able to take any notes from what Dave and Pat shared?
Yeah. Oh, I did. I've been to Human Beings More. I'll answer that question twice. And I first
did not get a lot out of it, but yet I did get some concepts. And then I went to it again, and I think that we are in a different place spiritually, emotionally, mentally, to receive more whenever we go to learn something more. At least that's the way I felt.
Okay.
But what I picked up here is, again, you know, that phrase, you know, not to give people power. You know, he gave the example in the road. Well, I don't get upset at people when they do crazy things on the road because I think it's ridiculous. But I think you can extend that even further. Is in all areas of your life, don't give people the power to disturb the direction and the purpose that you are on, that I am on personally.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them that. That's how I extend that a little bit further.
Okay.
That was real important to me.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Steve Kofoot in Utah.
Got a whole page of notes here, so it's sort of hard to pick out one and not talk for another half hour. But he talks about Dave talked about that it's awakening, that he woke up, it was a new beginning. No more down in the dumps. Oh, well. And that's my experience with humans being more. It was just awakening for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, Steve, let me ask you this. Can we, Dennis Williams, one of the greatest things that I've learned from Dennis, and looking back over, again, my 17 years, there's things you pick up from people, and whether you call them an official mentor or not, but there's things that we pick up from people that we think, oh, wow, yeah, and we hear it, and we hear it, and we hear it again, and then we apply it. Can we change the course of our day? And this is a rhetorical question, but I'd love you to take a stab at it. Can we change the course of our day to get out of the dump? Just by the mental aspect of things.
I totally believe that that's a true statement. I know when I would come home on a Monday evening, Monday for whatever reason, and what I do was just a very challenging day, and be just so absolutely, totally exhausted that I didn't even want to hardly walk into the house and lay down. I was so tired. But yet I get on the conference calls and listen to Rick's Murphy's call and get a little bit of his energy rubbing off, and then I mentor with Jerry White for an hour or two, and even just in the gallery, and I am so stoked that it's tough to go to bed by midnight.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours before, I'm just so exhausted that I can barely drag myself in the door, and because I've been up too late the night before, then I'm still challenged about wanting to get up and do something Tuesday morning, but yet the high is so high that up and flying and away we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, that definitely answered my question. All right. Good. Well, thank you, Steve, for sharing that. Dave and Pat, I hope you heard when he said he took a whole page of notes. I bet you didn't think you had so much to give, did you?
Not really. But we had the experience was so fantastic. You know, you should see my notes. After I got home, I recapped.
And that's exactly what I'm encouraging people to do at the convention is after each session or each thing, write down something that you can walk away and take back with. Alfredo, I believe you're on the line from Long Island, New York. Maybe not. Okay. Anybody else on the host line that wants to share what they gleaned from Dave and Pat sharing this morning?
Good morning, Vance and Pat and Dave.
Oh, that's right, Angelique. Just down the road from in Melbourne, or Palm Bay. You have a Palm Bay address, don't you?
I do.
Okay, which is a suburb of Melbourne. And you got to experience exactly what Dave and Pat shared 5 weeks ago. There in Melbourne, and we weren't really in Melbourne, really, were we? I mean, it was, what was the name of that exit where we were at the Holiday Inn? But anyways, enough of that. Angelique, what was, thinking back to what Dave and Pat had alluded to, some of these key things, what did that bring about in your heart, your spirit, your mind this morning?
About the heart-brain connection, and every time that you go back, you glean something more from human seeing more. This was my second time going. And the other thing that every time I think you go back with what Kathy said, you are in a different place emotionally or situationally, and you pick up different things. And after this time, I agree with Pat and Dave, you just are more alive, and you're ready to start a new beginning and enjoy the future.
Okay.
It was a major experience for me this time. I got so much more out of human seeing more this time. And I think it was just mostly because I was more open-minded to it than I was the first time.
Okay. Okay. And your first time was a year ago in Orlando at the convention, prior to the convention,
mm-hmm.
Which I took that. And just so, and those of you who are like Kathy, who is going to experience in conjunction with the convention, I learned and gleaned a lot from Angelique when she said, you know, everything I experienced at the convention was so big, so much larger than life, that it almost overshadowed the two-day experience of humans being more, because it was just so much. And so I would encourage you, again, and this is my commercial for humans being more. I don't get a royalty. I don't get a commission. I don't get a kickback for encouraging people to go. It's simply that it'll change your life. And even if you've been before and not experienced the business fundamental training, which you can attend separately if you want to as well, the afternoon of the second day, that can be a standalone training experience. And I encourage people to do that. I've been to the experience before and had people just come for that, which I highly recommend. But going into it again, if you've been before, like what Angelique is alluding to, is go into it with a clean slate. Like Molly said, you know, I walk away each time more mature. Go into it with a fresh approach of what do you want me to learn? What do I want to experience? What can I get from this? Because I went into it thinking, well, I've been, oh my goodness, 5, 6, 7 times, I've lost count. And been through it, was the host of one, the guest speaker, the facilitator, the President's Club member speaker for the last half of the second day. So I've got it from every angle. Now, I've never been a facilitator as the one who takes it, and that's not what God called me to do. I'm not going there. However, I've seen every aspect of this two-day experience called Humans Being More. And each and every time, going into it with a clean slate, okay, what can I walk away from this with is a totally the best way, the best encouragement I can give people to go into it. So, well, you guys, thank you. If there's other people that on the host line didn't get a chance to share, it is the top of the hour, and I want to be sensitive to people's time schedule and tie a bow on it. And next week, again, reminder, there will be no call, so you're welcome to dial in and talk to each other, and we've had people do that and share their expectation of what they think is going to be divulged at the convention. And you may even, if you're able to connect with the President's Club member sometime on Friday, next Friday, whatever date that is, the 23rd, you may be able to glean some information early if you have them on speed dial or you have their phone number. I'd encourage you. I don't think you want to bombard them, but if you're really dying to know and you can't wait till your convention buddy gets you that information, then you might be able to tap into them. But definitely 2 weeks from today, we'll be covering everything. Pay attention to your website. Nikken's website, www.mynikken.com. You will see everything that is announced on Saturday at the convention that should be up and on the website late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. And then one other recommendation is November 7th, 14th, or 21st are the days that the Rhythm of Nikken / product launch events are happening all over North America. Go on Nikken's website, look at the list, find one that you can plug into and plug your people into, because a rhythm event of this nature with new products being introduced is huge, absolutely phenomenal, and it's something that you don't want to miss out on. So, again, thanks to our guests, Dave and Pat Smith from Orlando. discussion. What do we call you guys? We got to come up with a really good name for these people that jump on and allow me to take pot shots at them and force them to apply what they've gleaned from our speakers. So thanks, everybody, for being on the call. I look forward to talking to you 2 weeks from now, if not before. And again, as a reminder, if there's anything we can do on our end, please don't hesitate to call or pop us an email. And if you don't have our phone number here at home, always the best way to reach me is area code 503-695-5683, or pop me an email at V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995 at AOL.com. That's V-S-R-O-G-E-R-S, 995 at AOL.com. And we'd love to help you out in any way that we can. And until then, have a great weekend. And those of you already in the snowy part of the country, sorry. I think it's worth 68 here in Portland today. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys 2 weeks for sure. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.